Sarah. Are you happy?
I'm there feeling go, better Carl. About it.
For
Carl this
that's
morning. A little smoking in the boys' room. Party line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7, brought to you by Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Big Deals, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Ivy Tech Community College, Marsh Sands Window Tinting, Encompass Credit Union, and TC Trailers. The online telecast you could be watching right now at HoosierLandTV.com, that's brought to you by Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, the Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoups, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoups Country Foods, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. We do have our guest on the line with us. Good morning, Kimberly Black, Community Development and Engagement Director for the City of Frankfort. I'm guessing you're still a little tired this morning.
Oh, you know, I'm moving.
Well, that's what you have to do, right? One foot in front of the other, and we'll make it through the day.
Correct.
Well, how was the hot dog festival? Now that it's over, looking back, give us a little bit of a recap.
Yeah, if nobody missed it, it was definitely a good one. The sidewalk was a little, or the event itself was a little warm, but actually, we still had a great crowd. Lots of entertainment, lots of vendors, and I love the fact that we have so many hot dog vendors now. It just kind of gives you a wide variety of different things. I saw, oh my goodness, a mac and cheese dog, a hot dog with pineapple on it, ones that were wrapped in bacon, lots of queso in hot dogs, which is my favorite, but anyway, lots of fun.
I you know, it was warm when I was out there Friday, but people were still coming out.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the kitty area, the puppy park, we brought that back. Found a picture from one of the first couple of hot dog festivals, and had these puppy park fire hydrants and brought those back at the entrance of that. So I can't believe we're already celebrating the 30th year. That just seems crazy to me.
That does seem, it's hard to believe we're at 30 already, right?
Yes, I didn't realize Frankie was a couple years behind me. we won't say how many couple years, but a couple years behind me, and so he's now 30. So it was fun to have the kids celebrate with the Frankie birthday bash. So,
musical guests were a big hit this year.
Oh my goodness, yes. I think the concerts were, you know, we always say this, like, how can we make it better than last year? You know, we have that conversation all the time with Frankfort Main Street, and what do we need to do to improve and all of those things. And, you know, with the help with CRAM and having the CRAM stage on West Washington, there were people setting up chairs, like, early in the morning on Saturday. I think by noon we probably had 200 chairs down there. So it was great to see that people want to be engaged in the festival, want to have a great time, and they're free. Like,
yes.
This is an amenity for Frankfort. This is an amenity for Clinton County. And then I use this as an economic development tool to draw people into our community to shop at our shops and those type of things.
And I don't know how you and Kim could have packed any more into the hot dog festival. There was something going on constantly.
Well, and you had what, three stages? So
yeah.
So it was crazy.
Yeah. There was lots of things going on. But you know, we can't do this without all the volunteers, the Main Street, the City of Frankfort Department. Everyone always says, you know, it's like a well-oiled machine, and we hope it is. We hope it is every time, but it takes a lot of hands to get that done.
Community Development Engagement Director for the City of Frankfort, Kimberly Black, is our guest on Party Line today, and the Hot Dog Festival is now over. However, that doesn't mean that you don't have anything to do for the rest of the summer, because we have concerts coming up still.
I know. We're, like, not even halfway through. I love this.
It's a good problem to have.
It is. I get really sad towards October because then I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? No. That just turns into planning time, right? So we have concerts on August 9th that will start back up for Prairie Creek Park. It is Malachi Jaggers and
Feud and Hillbillies.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. The band name just left me there for a minute. And then some festivals that we have coming up, which is even crazier that we're talking about fall festivals already. We have a new one. It is Blues, Brews, and Barbecue, and that information will be coming out. So if you love smoked meat, if you love blues, we're talking like black, oh my gosh, I can't talk this point, jazz, blues type, southern, this will be an event for you. And then the Raíces Festival is September 13th, so it is like bam, bam. So we still have tons of fun, tons of things to do downtown. I encourage everyone to take advantage. And, you know, each event, there's something to do, something to learn, something to see.
Well, there's a lot to do in Frankfort. We always say if you can't find something to do in Frankfort, you're not looking very hard because there's always something coming and more coming up. Like you're saying, we've even added things this year like blues, brews, and barbecue. I mean, those three things together kind of like a win-win-win, right?
I know. I'm super excited about it. We've talked about it for the last couple of years. We've had community members ask us how we can do, you know, something a little bit different. And so we took the opportunity, it'll be the first Saturday in September, because Labor Day is so early this year. So we will be September, I don't have the calendar in front of me, Cindy, is it the 5th or 6th?
I don't know, Kimberly. I was still looking at August and everything you've got going
on. I know.
On,
the 6th
yeah,
is
the
first Saturday in September, yes.
There we go. It's the 6th. Yes. And then, oh my goodness, in August we have, like I said, August 9th, August 12th, I believe. I'm trying to look at the calendar real quick. We have the Jacks will be at Prairie Creek Park for our Thursday downtown two night. Which is
14th is what I got 14th. For downtown.
Sorry, 14th. Okay. This is what happens when you get me a Monday after the hot dog festival.
Well, I know, I'm so sorry.
Don't feel bad.
You're fine. I want to talk about, you know, since we've already got everyone so riled up about Hot Dog Festival, this is an opportunity to talk about all the things we have going on, you know, for the next couple months.
Sure. So we still have Movies in the Park. We've got that coming up. Arthur the King is the next one on August 15th. So that will be coming up as well. So lots still happening. Also, I want to talk about, and one of the things we wanted to touch base with you today is the mayor has once again announced that she's having another Sparkling Success Leadership Series.
Yes. So we are trying to do these three times a year with different speakers or guest speakers or keynote speakers about what is going on at the state level, what is going on in other communities, how Frankfort fits in as a regional aspect, how does Frankfort fit in as in the state, and just having conversations about Frankfort's here, we're not going anywhere, how can we improve and how can we be better, and then also talking about, you know, you as an individual and being a leader in your community. So lots of good information that these leadership series can provide, and they're not just for women, they're not just for men, they're for everyone. They are $25, and that is just to cover the cost to have the event. It is lunch, usually a couple little snacks and treats to take with you back to the office or back home or wherever that is for you. And then to listen to the keynote speakers. So we've got some great ones lined up over the next, this one, and then we're planning on one either October or November. And so it's a great opportunity to just kind of see what's going on around us. You know, Frankfort and Clinton County is not, it's just one small part of a bigger picture. And how do we fit in there? And how do we make sure that what we're doing is not only something for Frankfort and Clinton County, but for the region and for the state. So love to have, you know, different opportunities to highlight Frankfurt and bring people into the community.
The keynote speaker, by the way, this time, folks, is Secretary Lisa Hirschman, Chief Operating Officer and Secretary of the Office of Management and Budget for the state of Indiana. So this might be a good chance for you to be able to ask some questions. And, again, it's coming up Wednesday, August 27th. You do have to RSVP by August 20th, and you can do that at the mayor's office by calling 654-7332. And we'll give you more details and keep you up to date on that as we get closer. But I do want people to have a chance to get registered. Melissa and I went to that last time, and we loved it. It was great. It was great just to hear people talk, what they had to say. It was great networking, and it was a lot of fun. So, again, this next one is coming up in August. Muffins, go ahead, sorry.
Oh, go ahead. No, it's just a great opportunity to understand what goes on, you know, outside of Frankfurt. So, yep.
And I do think in a community our size, we wonder, well, what are other people doing this size? Do they have what we have? Do we have what they have, maybe? Do we have enough? Are we kind of in the game, I think, so to say? I think people wonder about that.
Yeah. And, you know, the mayor loves finances and the mayor loves budgets, so this one will be right up her alley. So that's why I go to her for everything.
Well, we're looking forward to it as well. So Muffins with the Mayor is coming up. That's on Tuesday, August 13th. And that seems to be a great location. It seems like things have gone well there.
Oh, my goodness. I love the location. First of all, you can't get better views than at PPA Park and the concession stand because it's wall-to-wall windows. And you can see everybody, you know, going over afterwards to the Aquatic Center for water walking, or, you know, kids are playing at the playground. So it's a great atmosphere. We've had our attendance has shot up dramatically, and it is a great opportunity. And I just want to take this as kind of an opportunity to talk about this probably, but there's so much that goes on that we try to put information out, and there's a lot of speculations about what the city officials do, what I do, what city department heads do. And if you want to know, and I know that sometimes the timing is not always perfect, but if you want to know and you want to stay involved, Muffins with the Mayor is a great opportunity for that. It's a way for you to ask questions, and if we don't know exactly, you know, why something happened or what the process is, if you come the next month, we'll bring it back up. Or we'll have a conversation with you afterwards to get your contact information and give you a call back. So it's an opportunity for people to network with local officials. I have, you know, I go to conferences, I go meet other community development directors all the time, and they're like, you guys do this? I said, yes. How do you get out to your constituents? How do you get out to your community and let them know about information that's going on or why something happened or what the process is for something? Because there's a lot of red tape. There's a lot of hoops that we have to go through sometimes that people are like, oh, we didn't realize that local government had to do this or that we had to do that, or that there's state statute for something, which is why we do what we do. So it's an opportunity to get information directly from local officials about what is going on in your community.
I like it, too. And it's a good chance for people to get the facts versus maybe what they're seeing somewhere on Facebook or somewhere else. You know, you have a chance to talk directly to either the mayor, you, or all these department heads, and find out for yourself and ask the question and maybe not just believe everything you see or read on Facebook or whatever social media it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a way to hear, you know, facts straight from the source. And, you know, they're an opportunity. While I love to have snacks available because, you know, in the morning at 8:30, this chick needs some help.
Some coffee. But I know what you need, coffee.
I know. I need lots of coffee. Nourish and Novels has been my new best friend here lately. So with energy teas. But it's an opportunity to just ask the question. You know, if you don't ask, we won't ever know that you have a question that you know that you have. So we love the conversations we've had. Sometimes we have, you know, 10 people there. Sometimes we have 50. It just kind of depends on the time of, you know, the time of year and those type of things.
What if somebody is at work? Because there are a lot of people who work at that time. Can they kind of call in a question, or is there just a random email that the mayor's office uses where people can shoot a question to the mayor?
Well, and I know before you used to do at least two or three during the year. You used to do them in the evenings. Is that still kind of a plan for those people who do work at those daytime hours?
Yeah. So because we work kind of with the industrials, kind of, you know, a lot of people work lots of different shifts. We try to offer a lot of different times for different things. Everyone's always welcome. We have Board of Works this evening at 5 o'clock, and then we usually have City Council at 7 on the second Monday of the month. And so those are two opportunities for you to hear what's going on. And there's always time for public public questions, public comments that someone can come in and ask. I know that's more of a formal setting. But we do have opportunities. We're going to have them in August and September. Do you remember our Community Connection Days?
Oh, yeah.
Where we did it at lunch. We're going to do two because the kids are back in school as well in the evening time, and have a Touch a Truck event and, you know, food and food trucks and, you know, all that stuff at Old Sony, and be able to do those in the evening hours so they can come and have dinner, or they can come after dinner. And just kind of meet elected officials, walk through Old Stoney. There's a ton of people that have, you know, and they understand what the building is at City Hall, but they don't walk in it. And so to know where offices are and those type of things.
Kimberly Black, Community Development Engagement Director for the City of Frankfort, is our guest on Party Line. And from your perspective as the Community Development Director, what is something that you would still like to go after, that you would still like to have in our community that maybe we don't have yet?
Yeah, so I work with the mayor and Building Services Office pretty closely. And so quality of place projects are always the top of my list. How can we make it so that we can attract people here, or we can attract businesses here, or we can help the businesses that we have here and support them? And so I've got some quality of place projects in the back of my mind that definitely I'm working towards. Whether that's through funding or through grant projects. But I am going to tell you that this administration over the last several months between Mayor Sheets and the City Council has been grants and grant opportunities to be able to fund some of these things. So we're not putting all the burden on our taxpayers for quality of place projects. So there's some things in the works. There's some playground equipment in the works. There's some different things like that that are going to be exciting for a community that, you know, I've asked for the last couple years, how can we get wayfinding? So I'm looking for that opportunity. If anybody doesn't know what wayfinding signs are, they're signs like throughout the community that say, oh, the public library is this way, or Frankfort High School is this way, mm-hmm. or Eastside Park is this way. And we're getting a lot of people in our community that are not from, they've not grown up in Clinton County, or they've not grown up in Frankfort, which is amazing to see. But wanting to have a better way of access to those. And so, you know, to our historic downtown, to our shopping centers, those types of things, to have those out there.
Yeah, that would be great. I agree with you.
And then public art. If anybody has not seen the mural, it started.
I saw that.
Started. So.
Do we have an ETA on that?
If weather holds up, we're like 2 to 3 weeks out, because it is primed, prepped, ready to go. But it just depends. Hopefully we have a cool down, like they say, it's towards the end of the week, and he will be taking off. So Ricardo was the artist that was selected. The Sciota Psi sorority, you know, funded that. But this is their project. They're going to donate the artwork back to the city when it's completed, and we're going to make sure it's maintained for years to come.
We love it. We love it. That's awesome. Anything else you can add today before we let you off the hook?
Oh, my goodness. I just take advantage of what the City of Frankfort and Clinton County has to offer for you, whether it's going to Camp Pollum, the Lagoon, events at Prairie Creek Park, downtown experiences. These are put on for you. And if there's something that somebody is wanting to add or to change, or to say, hey, what did you think about this idea? That's how all these things started. You know, as an idea. And so I say that all the time when we go talk to youth and different youth organizations in the community. And I just want to express that if there's an idea that someone has, You know, I may ask for help, or I may ask for volunteers, or how do you think this should be funded, or that type of thing. But working together and partnering to make Frankfort a better place is just one idea at a time.
Absolutely. It's just, again, one step forward. Just take a step and we'll keep going. So Kimberly Black,
yep.
Community Development and Engagement Director for the City of Frankfort. Thank you so much. I know you're exhausted after a long weekend, but we appreciate you joining us this morning for Party Line.
Oh, that's all right. I'll be energized by this afternoon. Don't you worry.
Just load yourself up with some of that energy tea and you'll be good to go.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All right. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too. We'll talk to you soon. All right. Take care. Again, a lot happening in the community. And, I do like to hear that there's been that many people show up at Muffins with the Mayor.
Yeah. And I know they're going to have all those other meetings and everything. But I think part of the reason why people don't go to those meetings is because it's so formal. They like this informal sit down.
I agree with you.
Drink a cup of. So I'm hoping. And I know Judy has talked about it before. She would like to be able to try and do that again in the evenings a couple of times, have, you know, Muffins with the Mayor in the evening, too. So I'm hoping that they will do that as well, just because I think people like that informalness.
Well, and I think when you get in there and there's that many people, people start talking and then ideas, and they're like, oh, well, we should ask somebody. Mm-hmm. It's just another way. And I don't even know if I would call that networking as much as just good conversation, as Mel would say, can bring out some great ideas.
Exactly.
And I like that they do that. And the location is obviously working for them. So.
Yep.
All right. That's another edition of Party Line right here on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Shan will be in tomorrow to take it to another day. So thank you to Shan for that. And we wish you all a great day. You've been listening to WILO.
Stay cool. Stay hydrated.
And Boone's Best 102.7.